Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The All Local on KNX News, 97.1 FM.
This is KNX News, 97.1 FM, Southern California's only 24-hour local news and traffic station. Good morning, I'm Rob Archer. Top local story, bullets flying all over the place in San Pedro's Peck Park Sunday afternoon. Two people have been killed, five others wounded, and people running for their lives.
L.A. police say it was not a random shooting or an active shooter situation. It was a dispute that turned violent. The park was crowded at the time, and audio was later posted to YouTube from SouthBayScanner.com, a police dispatcher's sending officers out to the scene.
Shooting in progress, 560 Southwestern, multiple victims down in the baseball field.
Paramedics rushed the victims to the hospital, where two were pronounced dead, and LAPD began the hunt for the suspects, although they didn't know, at least initially, how many suspects they were looking for. A man said he was across the street checking into his hotel when everything erupted.
Oh, this is terrible. This kind of thing is happening. I don't know. It's just insane. I see this kind of thing on the news now lately, but happening right here was pretty scary.
Investigators did recover some guns here at the scene, but they're still looking for the suspects. In San Pedro, John Baird, KNX News, 97.1 FM.
LA County Sheriff Alex Villanueva, once again, a no-show at today's Civilian Oversight Commission hearing. He has refused several times to obey subpoenas to testify about alleged gangs of deputies inside the department. He said last week he would appear at this morning's meeting, but now says he will not show up unless the panel meets several conditions. His undersheriff, by the way, Tim Murakami, is fighting subpoenas to testify. He's got a note from his doctor that says he should avoid confrontational situations and excessive stress. You probably heard a lot of stories recently about pets being stolen across L.A., and now new data confirms there's been a big uptick. Researchers at Crosstown L.A. say 130 pets were reported stolen between January 1st and the end of June. If that pace continues, figure by the end of this year, it's going to shatter the 2021 total of 210. French bulldogs have become special targets for thieves lately because they can be sold at very high prices. Crews are fighting the Oak Fire in Northern California. The wildfire started Friday, exploded to be the biggest in the state so far this year. CBS's Jonathan Vigliotti has more.
An explosive fire just outside Yosemite National Park is burning out of control this morning, scorching more than 15,000 acres over the weekend. 50-foot walls of flames have damaged or completely destroyed at least 15 structures, with thousands more homes and businesses under threat. More than 6,000 residents have been evacuated, while many communities have lost power.
The Oak Fire's burned across 17,000 acres. It is now 10% contained. LA County health officials might decide to put off issuing that new indoor mask mandate if the numbers of new infections and hospitalizations for COVID continues going down. That is not a sure thing, though. They plan to impose that new order on Friday if the county is still in the CDC's high category of transmission. But the latest numbers show that hospitalizations dropping to 1,200 from more than 1,300 just 2 days before. The COVID tsunami sweeping the area, mostly from the Omicron variant BA5. And one epidemiologist is bringing down reinfection and the limited protection.
UC Irvine epidemiologist Andrew Neumer tells KNX the dominant Omicron subvariant switched from BA4 to BA5 in June. And yes, you can get both or reinfected with any combination of variants. But Neumer says you will have protection from the strain you recovered from.
You know, we've seen one variant after another, and it's very, very unlikely that that process is going to come to a screeching halt and we're going to be stuck with BA5 forever. So reinfection, which is clearly happening a lot, is going to be with a new strain.
But just how long will the BA5 antibodies stick around?
Whether you can get infected with BA5 twice in the same 12-month period is something we don't know. And I think we will never know, because 12 months from now, There will be no BA5.
The next looming subvariant of concern, also from Omicron, it's dubbed Senatar by a Twitter user. The name stuck. It also stuck around in India and has overtaken BA5. Emily Valdez, KNX News, 97.1 FM.
Orange County pharmacists and pharmacy workers at Ralphs, Vons, Pavilions, and Albertsons could be going on strike soon over what they say are anti-union practices by the companies while they negotiate a new contract. Union is pushing for wage increases, better staffing, and guaranteed minimum hours for part-time pharmacists. Spokesperson for the union says that most of the pharmacists are working 12-hour shifts with little to no help. They don't even have time to take a break. A Ralph's official said the claims of unfair labor practices are false. The company is looking to reach an agreement that meets the pharmacists' needs, keeps the stores competitive, and keeps medicine prices low. A federal voucher program aimed at getting the homeless off the streets being underutilized by the city of Los Angeles. Less than 200 of the 3,300 vouchers from HUD have been leased out in the city. That means they have been used for rentals whose landlords have gotten initial payments from the housing authority. An official with that department tells the LA Times the agency is trying to work through hundreds of outstanding requests and expects more than 100 additional emergency housing vouchers to be leased out sometime soon.
The KNX All Local is updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news and traffic, listen to KNX anytime on Alexa by saying, "Hey Alexa, play KNX News." You can listen on the Odyssey app, available on Android, Apple, or wherever you download your apps, and on our website at knxnews.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.